Okay, I think we're over here on Kuflamafes, where he says, Aval Haaf Tachos, Rehofkon, Hamurim B'Torah. Second column.
Okay, second column.
A little past the halfway mark. The second, Aval, okay, which is the first.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, yeah. After right. 74.
So he was, I think that's what we're up to, right? He was saying over here, he was talking about that that the real ultimate reward is Olam Haba, that we can't really understand the pleasure of. And the real retribution is the loss of that, which is Kares. Which is Kares, yeah. Right, and he says, "V'chol mi sheshoka b'tanugos hagufnios, right? V'izniyachas ha'emes, v'hedifes ha'shov, nikores me'oso ha'shogov." So he says, whoever is going to be sunk in the pleasures of the body and abandon the truth and favor that which is worthless, will be removed from that great thing. V'yishor chomer muchras bilvad. It'll just be a cut off substance.
Is that referring to just his physical body?
Yeah, okay. Right. It'll be just like a body. Kvar bir enavi sholom abo eino nisag b'chushim agufniyim. It's not perceived by the physical senses.
Why is he bringing this in here? Wasn't he talking about
it? It sounds like he's bringing it in. It doesn't sound like it flows from the very last thing.
Right.
I mean, it's like a summation.
Right. And also, didn't he introduce that a while ago, right? He was talking about.
Did he mention that again?
In the beginning of the discussion of Olam Haba, right? The comparison to the blind man and everything. Is this a new point?
Is it there?
In a couple of Zion on Vata Achel Ladabra Bamashratisi.
Right.
It's not the exact same thing, but isn't that where he talks about how we can't perceive?
But did he quote that pasuk earlier?
No.
No. So that's what I think he's saying over here. In other words, this person is just going to be a goof, and it's not a phenomenon of the goof. It's only phenomenal. I think that he's quoting that pasuk in the end to summarize what he's been saying up to now. I don't think it's just in the last point. Yeah, but David had a question. Rindy had a question. I mean, a lot of difficulties in the Ram over here. With the Ram's idea of Kares, you know.
Right.
Didn't sit well with a lot of people. seems a little, it's a little too mild, right?
Just non-existence.
Just non-existence.
One of the questions.
No fire and brimstone.
Yeah. That was considered as mild.
How do you have degrees mild. Also?
No boiling excrement. Yeah.
Right, that was David's question. What are the degrees? The degrees. Tremendous Russia's, how he's different than mediocre Russia.
But I mean, doesn't it make sense that someone that attached themselves to the physical would end with the destruction of their physical form?
Poetic justice.
No, I'm saying that I would say logically makes sense that if you don't engage your non-physical aspect, then that part would start to die. And then it would just be nothing. You'd be nothing when you die.
That's an interesting question. Interesting question.
It's a whisper.
But he's just saying in terms of the sense you get from the Torah, there's a real sense is that there are bigger Rishayim, there are smaller Rishayim, and the bigger Rush is going to get a bigger Onesh. Right.
it's also funny that, I mean, you get Karis for lacking the Sodei Hadas, and then also for certain specific violations
right.
of the mitzvah.
Right. Like Chaylor.
Right. And I guess that comes to the same point, but like the person who eats chalev is the same as someone who thinks God is physical. I mean,
right.
Well, why is he
in order to
get
curry? He does. He has to be doing it like in order to spite the system, doesn't he? Like to actually say like I'm.
But then
having
he can pick anything and say that he's spiting the system.
Curry is all you need is mizid, even if it's okay alone. You have curries.
Right. You don't need edim and hasra, right? You just have to have kavanah. But let's go a little further. Let's take up the next point here. Go ahead. You want to read?
Sure.
I will have tachos for hafkan. So now he says that. So now, I mean, the Rambam goes through the same these same points in a similar fashion. Also in tshuva, Hilchos Tshuva, he also gives the same thing. Like the main thing is olam haba, and the main punishment is kares. So the next question is: so what are all these? What's all the schar and onesh in the Torah? Right. Mm-hmm. Take a look through in Hilchos Tshuva. It's the same setup. Right? So what are all of the psukim talking about in the Torah that say that the schar is sadik yishmecham b'itam and all these things, all the physical reward, shalom and wealth, what is that? That sounds like that's the reward for the mitzvahs. And the klala sounds like the onus for the mitzvahs. For being over on this, go ahead.
Well, have tachos v'hefkan ha'amorim b'torah in yonan kol she'ev v'arlecha v'kachu. Shu omer lecha im tekayim es mitzvos halalu es recha al kiyuman v'ashlemus b'hen. V'asalak me'lecha kol ha'matzorim l'fish. Right.
Right. So what does it really mean? So in other words, the Torah is telling you if you fulfill these mitzvos, I will help you fulfill them. And on getting the perfection from them, right? Go ahead, and I will remove all the things that are holding you back.
Because
a person can't properly serve God if he's sick. We're hungry, thirsty, in a war zone.
Lachin hivtiach b'hasaras kol eile v'shihiu b'rim v'shalvim k'dei shetishlam lahem hayadia v'yizku l'chai ha'olam haba.
So what are so the havtacha is that if you're mekayim the mitzvos, then Hashem will remove those things that are prevent you from engaging in them fully. And you'll be healthy and tranquil, in order that you should fulfill them. Shetishalim lahem hayedia. That what? The yizku chayel ava. So you should. What does it mean by that? Shetishalim lahem hayedia. You should complete to them the yedia.
What's the yedia?
The yedia is what you talked about before. That the yediyah is the real nefesh, right? The das that will continue. In other words, when you like he has in the study of Torah, that the real nefesh is the nefesh that has attained ideas. And those ideas are really inseparable from the nefesh. That's the idea. So through the mitzvahs you'll be able to get that, and through that you'll be zochah to olam haba. In other words, you'll really be able to activate your neshama, your nefesh, properly. Not the neshama, the nefesh. Right. Because that's what he says over here. Where it says, Atrosayim brosheim, kiyam anefesh b'kiyam muskola. V'yosei hi v'hu dover echad. Yeah, right? The yodea and the yadua and the yadia. The yadua and
time?
The yadia. What?
Did you explain that last time?
A little bit. Okay. That was like that parashnayas that we did.
Yeah.
Right? As an avos. So I was looking at today. in the third paragraph, where he says the in das ein bina, ein bina ein das. Right? He says that they really help each other. That's what we were discussing. That's what we were discussing last week, last time. Yeah. That when you get more knowledge, then the very apparatus is improved to gain more knowledge. But anyway, so he's saying, basically he's saying that what? That the schar in the Torah is not that, the schar is not that you should have a life of health and wealth and longevity. That's given to you if you are mekayim the mitzvahs in order that you should really get the most out of the mitzvahs that you can. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
That part I can understand, but this part is a little funny.
Nimsash ain't talking to Torah Shetichan Ha'adama V'yarichu Yamim V'yavriu Ha'gavos Ela Yazra Al-Kiyuma V'chol Adrayim Halalu.
So what is it? So he says it's not the purpose of the Torah that the land should be fertile and you should have a long life and you should be healthy, but these things should help you to be Mekayim the Torah. Right, you should have these things in order. These things in the Torah, which are portrayed as a schar, are really just a means to get the ultimate schar. Okay, go ahead.
V'chein im avru yihye onsham shiavu aleihem kol osam ha'ma'atzorim ash lo yuchlu lasos tov chumo shamar tachas asher lo vartas hashem lakachavu.
It's funny.
Yeah.
So now, what is the onesh? The onesh is that you should get all of these impediments. Now, why should you get these impediments? So that you shouldn't be able to do the good. So that you should not be able to do the good. Now, why should you not be able to do the good? Go ahead.
L'kasher tisbonin b'hisbonin nifla zu timsa shehu ki ilu amar imasisa miktas ilu amitos ba'ahava v'choritus ezrecha al kulam v'hazirim elecha kol ha'chirim.
So if you think about this amazing thing, right, it comes out like this, that it's as if the Torah is saying, if you do some of the mitzvos, be'ava and charitzus, is like, then what? Then I will help you on all of them. How will I help you? By removing from you all of the impediments. Okay, go ahead.
Vim hiznachta mihem miktasam mitov zilzul, avi alecham akvim shi akvucha mikulam, ash lo tasik shlemus v'lokium.
And if you if you refrain from them, you withdraw from them, so then from some of them because of zilzal, then I will bring upon you impediments that will prevent all of them, so that you should not gain any perfection. Okay, v'zeu inyan amar malei hamashalom schar mitzvah mitzvah v'schar avera avera. That's a funny thing. Doesn't sound like much of a chesed over there.
What about lo echbots b'mos ames?
Lo echbots b'mos ames, yeah. Kiyem b'shuvo midarko.
And what is that?
It says Hashem doesn't want the Russia to die. He wants him to do tshuva. Doesn't sound like he wants him to do tshuva. Yeah. Sounds like he wants him to die. Sounds like he wants him to get worse.
Yeah.
Right? And the Rambam and the Yad is pretty much the same thing.
And this is he describing here just the removal of hashgacha, or is this like
negative?
What was that? Meaning it's the hashgacha against you. It's not just
Well, I mean, however you want to put it, but I mean, this is the intended consequence.
Also, it's not a parallel setup. It seems like for to do the mitzvot, there's just a removal of some block, but in the case of Averos, it's not like the block remains, it's like you'll be added on. It sounds like the goal is to beat you.
What?
Hey,
it's
one
step.
No, there's something funny in the back. Yeah.
With what you're saying about Hashem wanting you to do the Rosh to do Teshuvah. If you have someone who does an Avera, and then that will continue and translate into more and more of error, or bad things happening, however you want to look at it.
if their life all of a sudden gets cast into a horrible situation and more horrible things keep happening to them,
right,
they might sit and take a second to evaluate what's going on.
Right.
And that might bring them to do teshuva.
I mean, that's a nice idea. That's like the Rambam says in Tainus, right? In Tainus, the Rambam says that if there's a tzara, if the klal if a tragedy befalls the klal, they're supposed to assume it's an act of hashgacha and do tshuva. Midarkei tshuva, they should be mispalel and midrabanan, they didn't take a tainus. And then the Rambam says, but if they don't, if they say this is just an accident, then it keeps getting worse. And that's what he says, malach lemi b'keri, that's what Rambam says, that if you say it was keri, meaning it was an accident, then I will treat it like it was an accident, and I'll keep adding more on top of it. But at least it does seem that the first instance is in order that you do tshuva, like you're saying, right? The first instance, because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is when there's a tzara, you should do tzaka. And the Rambam says that's darkei tshuva. So you're right. I mean, you're right. He doesn't mean that every tzara. I mean, it does seem definitely that there is a tzara that's intended to right you. I mean, the Rambam is like describing like a tzara that's intending to destroy you completely. Right? And it's not. I mean, you have to appreciate the full idea here. It wouldn't be enough just to kill you on the spot. Why wouldn't that be enough just to wipe you out on the spot? Because then you would have Olam Haba. Right?
So it's wiping away your Olam Haba?
Because you only did one thing?
You only did a little bit of it. Right?
Which is short.
Right. I mean, the point over here is that you should lose all of your perfection. I mean,
yeah.
Right? Am I right?
That's
it's like the opposite of the other way. The other way is you started doing a little perfection, you should increase it. This way is you started turning towards the bad and you were losing your perfection. It's not enough that you should just be removed now. You should be removed. You should continue in it. You should not have any opportunity to get back to the good.
Let's say you're doing both.
That's a question. Can you do both?
Can you do both?
Can you do both? Can't dilute the MS. Right? Once you're doing both, then you're not doing certainly one of them. You're not doing. Yeah.
Then it's not a gradual thing.
And man is complex. Yeah. Not so. It's not like on and off. There's a migration. But here the Rambam says it in the Yads in an almost identical way. He goes through in Tilchos Tshuva, Perek Ches and Tes, I think it is. So in Ches he talks about the Tova is Chayim She'in Mavis Yimoyam. It's Chayim Olam Haba, right? Yeah, that's the Schar of the Tzadikim. Okay, and then he says and he says Hanakama she'ein nekama gedolim imena shetikaris hanefesh v'lo tizke lo'os nachayim shenemar yikaris tikaris nefesh ahi avon abo v'zeh ha'ivodon hu shekor naso hanavim derech moshel be'er shachas v'ivodon. Okay, so that's again exactly the same. That the reward is the ultimate good is Olam Haba, and the ultimate revenge is Kares. Right? That you're not Zocha to that life. And then the Rambam says, he knows you might not think it's a bad enough. He says, V'shema teikal beinecha tova zu v'tidma she'in schar mitzvah yosu adam sholim bedake yemes. Okay, so he goes the other way. Maybe you say the good is not so good, right? So he goes to say it is, but then doesn't he also have the bad, the other side? Or no?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe somewhere else. And then he says like this. And then he says, so then in the next parak he says, so what are all the psukim talking about? Right? What are all the psukim talking about? So he says again the same thing. He says, Ein osan hatovos heim sof matan tzcharen shel mitzvos. Those things in the psukim are not really the ultimate. They're not the end. It puts it a little differently here. Right? They're not the end of the reward for mitzvos. V'lo osan haros heim sof hanekama shenokmin may over alkol mitzvos.
I mean, he does refer to it as reward.
Right. Elakachu hachro kol advarim. This is the way it all. This is the way it comes out. Hakadosh Baruch Hu nosan lanu Torah zu eitz chayimi. Okay. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. V'chol ha'ose kol ha'kosav bo v'yodo de'a gemur nechona zoche bo l'chai olam ba. And whoever knows the Torah completely and properly is zoche t'chai olam ba. U'lefi godol ma'isa v'ro chachmasa hu zoche. According to his deeds and his chachma, he's zoche. V'hiv tichanu b'Torah shim nasa osa b'simcha b'tovas nefesh V'nege b'chokhmasa tamid. So the Torah guarantees that if we do the Torah with simcha and happiness, and we're involved in the chokhma constantly, sheyosir mimenu kol dvarim hamonim osanu milasosa, then all of the impediments will be removed. Kigon chuli omelchama v'rov kiyotzben. V'yashpi lanu kol atovos hamachzikos. And then we'll have all of the good that we need to continue doing the Torah. So that we shouldn't have to be busy with the guf. Rather, we'll have a lot of free time, right, to engage in Torah. V'kach huam v'Torah. Achar sheftiach v'tovas olam hazeh. Right, v'tzedokat yelanu. V'chein hodiyana v'Torah shim nazov ha'Torah midas. Now what's the other side? If nazov ha'Torah midas. If we leave the Torah. Right. Midas. V'nasov behevli hazman. And engage in wastes of time. Then the Dayan Emes will remove from the ones who left the Torah, right, all of the good that strengthens their hands to kick, right, by Yishman Yeshurun. So they had a certain amount of wealth, and they were able then to engage in this rebellion. So that will be removed, and he will bring on them the evils that will prevent them from attaining Olam Haba, in order that they should die Berisham. Who will shekosav b'Torah tachas shelovat Hashem v'kecha? Nimsa pirish kol osun habrochos v'aklos al derech zu. So what's the final idea over here? Kloma, im ovadem Hashem b'simcha u'shmartem dako mashpi alechem habrochos ha'elu u'marchek ha'klolos mikem ad shetziu pinuyim u'schakim b'Torah v'lasok bo. So if you do the Torah properly, then it turns out you get two olamos. See, it is a reward. He's still saying it's a reward over here. Right? Okay. If you don't do it here, you won't be able to do it. You won't have what to be zochen. Okay. V'mozavtem es Hashem v'shigisem b'machol v'mishtev iznus v'dom lehem mevi aleichem kol haklolos ha'elu u'meisir kol ha'brochos ad sh'yichlu yimeichem b'behola u'pachad v'lo yi aleichem leiv ponoi v'lo guf sholem lasos ha'mitzvos. So you will make the situation will be such that you will not be able to do mitzvos. Why should you be in a situation that you can't do mitzvos? Kidei she'tovdu mechai olam haba. In order you should be destroyed from olam haba. V'nimtza she'avadtem shnei olamos. You should lose both worlds. She'bizman she'odam tor b'olam hazeh b'chuli u'milchoma ravon. Right? Eino misaseg lo b'chochma v'lo mitzvos she'bohen zochin mechai olam haba. But since the person is stuck in the pain if he's stuck in a painful existence here, he won't be able to do any mitzvos, and he won't have what to be zochet olam haba with. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, also in addition to the other questions, how's that? Doesn't he say at the end of the Yesodos? He says over here that v'afilo asan mashiach olihos min haveros machmas tarvaso v'his gabrus yitzor hara. Right. So how is causing him to do more averos going to be mabed his kelach and olam haba?
Well, he's not saying he's causing him to do more averos, but right, he's saying that. What he's saying that
removing his ability to
removing his ability to be mekayem mitzvos, right? The question is, who is this talking about? Right.
Yeah. I mean, here he's very vague. He just says, "You just don't do mitzvahs."
He says, "Shimnazov." Here he says, "Shimnazov haTorah midas."
Right.
I mean, but the other problem is because it says, "Tachas shelovadim Hashem b'simcha b'tovleva." That's not
which
like
is very
high. Sounds like you did it, but just not. Yeah.
And what was the goal in attempting to destroy the Chelek Olam Haba?
It's a good question, right? That's the funny thing. That's the funny thing. See, but it's not like Paro, because Paro is a different parasha, right? Paro is a different parasha. Paro is the thing that
can't do tshuva.
He can't do tshuva. These people, they still can do tshuva. I mean, that's what the Torah says. That they're gonna that they'll Yirshu Hashem. I mean, there's a whole parsha over there that you'll find that they still could do tshuva over there. It's funny, but the Ram doesn't have that. I was looking for that pasuk that Hashem doesn't want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking through Hilchos Tshuva here, but I thought it didn't see that. He just says that if you do tshuva, you're like you're back.
I look in the fancy index.
Right. Doesn't say that I could find over here. I was looking through it quickly. That Hashem wants the rusher to come back. I mean, it's true. That's what it says in Yechezkel.
Yeah. We don't like your new voice.
But that's what's confusing over here. What is the
objective?
What is the person we're talking about? Like you said, who just quoted that? You just quoted that, right? The Ram also has that. That if a guy doesn't put on tefillin, whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. So he'll get an ownership, but he still has chelek in olam haba, right? In tshuva. Someone told me this gears is wrong over there, right? You telling me that? About the Ganim? David? Right?
Yeah.
When he calls olam haba,
when he says you go to tachtas shel Ganim?
Yeah.
That's in Yisrael Torah, right?
Yeah, by Kiddush Hashem.
Yeah, but over here he says in Tshuva, he says Habenoni. Well, here he is like this. He has over here what's a Rasha? Right? You have a Tzaddik, a Rasha, and a Benoni. Tzaddik just means you have more Zechuyos than Avonos. Rasha is the opposite and the Benoni is in the middle.
Simple.
Right? Very simple. How you measure them? He says a little bit hard.
Doesn't he have like some weird plus one or plus two system?
No, but still, how you weigh how much each one is, the value of each mitzvah.
You have two shots.
Even the Russia has a chelik olam haba. He gets an onesh for his. He gets an onesh. He gets a don and oson kefi chateyem and yeshlem chelik olam haba. Not clear what the din is. What the din is, but maybe it means here in this world. But I mean, all the Rambam is saying is. All the Rambam is saying is that that's what the Pesukim are talking about. He's not saying that's the norm. He's not saying that's what happens in the average case. But he is trying to explain the case of the Pesukim. He's trying to explain the case of the Pesukim. He's not saying that whenever a guy does a chait, now there's something set in motion to try to destroy him. Right? Because that's not the Pesukim are talking about cases like that. Whatever the case the Pesukim are talking about, he says that's what it is. That's the situation of the Pesukim.
And in that situation, it supersedes Onesh?
In that situation, he's trying to explain why are those klolos there? Because there's a din that you should lose Olam Haba. That's what he seems to be saying. Right?
So there's some level where it's just like you should lose as much as possible?
It's like B'derech Shodom wrote to Leilich Malich HaNoso. Right? The way the person wants to go, they leave. So if you've chosen this way, he's saying... I mean, it's a little different, though. Different, right?
Right. And what does it mean he leaves at midas?
What's the over here? Doesn't say he leaves at midas, right?
Right.
Over here says he mezalzel the
miktas mitzvos.
Miktas mitzvos. He mezalzel miktas mitzvos. It's difficult.
Right.
Avi alecha ma'akvim she'akvucha mikulam. I mean, the question is a more basic question. What's any schar and any klola? What's any schar and any klola for at all? Just say here's the Torah, right? If you perfect yourself and you get and you develop your nefesh like the Rambam describes, then you'll get the Olam Haba. If you don't, you're out. You're in or you're out. What's the point of this whole thing?
I thought that was a recognition of like. Man requiring time to learn. I mean, that would demonstrate a nice sort of like, if you're going off, this will keep you in check. Because man's
that's
nature...
The other way. That's like, you mean like...
It's part of onesh.
That the onesh is for the good.
Yeah.
Doesn't say that God, what does it say? Shem punishes is the ones he likes. Right?
Right.
But that's not what this is doing.
This is just...
Yes, what are you saying? Why is this chayin on his goal?
Yeah, well, because of the nature of man. I mean, man requires time to learn from his mistakes. So, meaning having an actual result that he could see and perceive as bad attached to his actions would allow him to learn.
I mean, you have consequences, though.
Yes.
What do you mean? Well, you can't necessarily see those consequences as bad, that if I steal, I've somehow done something wrong when I'm prospering. But to actually have something bad happen to me would then help me find out that what I did was wrong.
I mean, that's not what he's saying. He's not saying it's a lesson. He's saying it's, what do you say? He says, schar mitzvah mitzvah, schar vera vera.
Yep, why?
Also, over here, if the guy seemingly is at this level where we're trying to make him get the lack of olam haba to the greatest degree, then why not just say he's already at the level in which he's not yotzei olam haba, and then that's done? Like, why do we have to follow...
The bad guy, you mean?
Yeah. It's like saying that he's bad enough that we're going to make sure he doesn't get in, but he's not apparently bad enough to not get in.
To leave the level.
It's like...
He's bad enough that we don't want him in.
That we don't want him in, but not bad enough to not get in.
Because as of right now, he can still get in.
It would seem so, right? Yeah. It would seem as of right now.
Well, that's the point
of the Russia who
but
gets,
like, if that's true, then shouldn't that mean that there's some level of hope?
Or else he's saying he gets more to prevent them from being able to. I wasn't sure when reading it again. I'm not sure if the Rambam is saying that the bad things now are just to prevent them from being zocha to anything.
I thought they were left to knock them down, pigs.
Ashalot tasik shleim with lokiyim.
I mean, here it just says, if you look at it again, I was reading it again. He sounds like he could read it that he's saying it's just to prevent him from gaining anything.
So now that he has it, then he has it then. Kares.
That's what it sounds like.
He might,
down here,
but if he lives longer, he might get, might do something.
That's
good.
Right.
Yeah, but that case, killing them.
So in that case, we're not going to do anything good. So as of now, he is still not.
Well, that's why we don't kill him then.
So
there we go.
Right. Umachik haklolos he says.
You find out.
אם עזבתם את השם ושגיסתם מהם מייבי עליכם כל כלוס אלו ומסק כל הברוכס עד שיכלו ימיכם בבהולה ופחד to waste all of your time with in fear and confusion ולא יהיה לכם לב פונוי ולא גוף שואל עם לעשות המצוות to prevent you from being able to do mitzvot כדי שתעובדו מחי העולם הבא ונמצא שעבדתם שני עולמות. What does it mean כדי שתעובדו מחי העולם הבא? I mean you are right now going to lose העולם הבא. Now to prevent you from to make sure that you
and like what is that? Why shouldn't you do teshuva? Wouldn't that be good?
But if you have a certain
thing. Right, he says, also,
yeah,
he says...
What's the idea, though? That he should not be able to be good? What kind of idea?
Maybe Alem kol ha-ro'os ha-monen osan miliknos ha-olam haba. Right? Kidesha yovdu berisham. Sounds like from the Yad, at least, the Ram is talking about a state where the guy has no olam haba right now. Right?
So then why are we wasting our time?
Oh, we don't want him to get it. We don't want him to get it.
We don't want him to do teshuva?
Exactly right.
but don't be confused.
See,
one
I don't know.
Teshuva,
I don't know
person.
If he's saying that. I don't know if he's saying
so,
that. See, I think
everything or the
what Michael's saying.
The next person to get that.
See, I don't know if he's saying that. What is he saying? Let's take the negative side. That's the more confusing. That's the hardest to understand side. Listen again. He says like this. Imnazo hatorah midas. Okay, so you consciously leave the Torah, right? V'nasok behevli azman. It's a funny thing, right? He puts both things. You consciously leave the Torah and you engage in
waste
of
time.
What else are you gonna do? Just sit on the couch.
I mean, without just talking about someone who's an outright kofar, right?
I don't know.
Could you have been in the Torah by rejecting?
So now he's like, "Shadayana emes yosir min ozvim kol atoas olam hazeh." So first thing is they lose all of the good that they had. Shame chizku yideim livot, because that was allowing them to rebel.
Right, so that's physical in this world, right?
Right. They're gonna lose
any wealth that they had or something like that, right? Okay. But then maybe aleim kol haros hamonin osan miliknos olam haba. Kadesha Yovdu Barisham. And then they're going to get the ro'os that will prevent them from acquiring Olam Haba, in order that they should die and they should be destroyed in their evil.
Right. So, you're,
so it is mashma that right now they have no Olam
Haba. Right. He never says you take away the
Olam Haba. No. So you remove the ability to continue actively being a Boate, whatever that is exactly, and you occupy their time. It's like a distraction technique, right? Don't let them. So what would be if they wouldn't get the ro'os? What would be if they wouldn't get the ro'os?
And they'd have a chance for teshuva.
Stop using that word teshuva.
For Olam Haba.
This is when you use the word perfection.
It's an interesting thing. Then what might happen?
But this shit.
They might continue in there. Actually, I don't know.
No, that would happen.
Either way.
It's a funny thing. It would seem, what's the thing that's being prevented here? Can't say tshuva is being prevented. Because that's like only paro. But what is being prevented?
The opportunities.
An accidental stumbling upon some sort of perfection. Mm-hmm. That's what it seems like to me. In other words, now that you've come this way, if you want to get out of it, it's got to be another conscious, you should not have the benefit anymore of just finding perfection somehow, meeting the right guy, this and that.
Is it necessarily have to be finding perfection or finding the opportunity to do teshuva?
I don't know exactly how to put it. I'm not really sure how to put it.
But I mean, the person himself is not being changed in any way. It's just his circumstances.
It's an opportunity to...
But
just a fortuitous, some fortuitous event.
What kind of limiting factor is that, though? Like to say that you should specifically not be able to find some freak occurrence that gets you on. I mean, like, we still allow for the possibility for you to look at your actions and decide that what I was doing was wrong and go back and everything, but we're not going to allow you to find that by accident.
Din. He's saying that's right, that's din. Saying that's what he seems to be saying is the din. The din is you left the Torah midas. Now the only opportunity back is midas still.
You're not going to get the benefit of specific hashgacha if you're not going to get
the benefit of an accidental good either.
Right. Because you're already not getting special hashgacha, right?
Right, that's what I'm trying to say. You're not going to get the benefit. The regular guy has the benefit of an accidental good.
So it's negative hashgacha.
It is a negative hashgacha, yes.
Wow. That's not good.
It's not only not good, it's bad.
Jeremy?
Can't help that comment.
That's what it seems like you sang over here. That's what it seems like you sang over here.
So Schar Avera is just referring to what's naturally going to happen.
Oh, I mean, so what does it mean, Schar Avera? I mean, that sounds like he's going to do more of it.
Right.
That's true. I mean, that sounds like he's going to do more of it.
He's already in the mindset of
what I'm saying over there.
He doesn't say that over here. In the Yai, he doesn't quote that.
No, but does he in the actual Pirush on Pirkei Avos?
Seems like the thing that removes him from the realm of mitzvahs is the fact that he's involved in the averos.
I don't see the averos. Doesn't say it. You're just talking about mitzvahs, right? What's that, David?
The thing that removes him from the realm of mitzvahs and from stumbling upon the derech again is the fact that he's misasek in averos. He's in that other realm.
Right. I mean, and then he's continuing in the Avira. Yeah. Doesn't mean new Avira.
It's just funny because that the statement itself doesn't really tell you the idea. It just tells you the results of the idea.
Right, right.
When the essential idea seems to be...
Right. thought, but he's saying that, I mean, it's similar. He's saying that what? That you're gonna be it is similar to saying, like, you're gonna be fixed in your path that you chose is gonna be a fixed. It's not fixed in the sense that it can't change, but it's not gonna be an accidental path anymore. To get off of it is not gonna be it's not gonna have any accidental direction. You're gonna have to choose to change the direction. All right, that's interesting.
So are you are you better off on this? On the path that you're like the you're the hashgacha of, like.
So it seems that's
of
like
being to being definitely you're not.
No, you're worse off with that hashgacha. You're worse off.
Or just by chance.
You're better off by chance. You're better off to have chance.
Because yeah, then.
You
have least
of
chance.
Yeah. Yeah. No, let's say you get
your
no, you.
I know you're
going to. I'm not talking about. Let's say you leave the Torah from Midas, right? And you leave the Torah from Midas, and then you get your off by chance. You're not in this whole thing. It's a different. Like I'm saying, not in terms of the like how. Like it's a different. Like I'm comparing the two systems. Like two different kind of guys.
Two kind of guys that what?
Meaning,
one guy is...
No, wait, one guy... Because here it seems that, what we're saying is that if you leave Midas, if you leave
right.
Midas, then you're going to get the bad stuff, right?
Right.
But let's say that you're not even in that area. You're just... You leave Torah Midas, right? And then you're just by chance.
Okay. So then you could stumble upon a good connection that would bring you back to Torah. You know what I'm saying?
Which you're saying would not be just based upon your decision
That's
to leave.
That's what you're saying, right.
It's not connected to Pasuk in Yecheskel, because that's discussing Shuvah.
That's correct. Right. That's correct. That's apparently the answer to those questions. That's Shuvah.
I mean, that's never taken away from
That's never taken away, except for Paro. But,
Everything that are Ma'akev Shuvah.
But the Ram, even the Ram says nothing is really Ma'akev Shuvah.
Right, nothing's really,
But, I was just going to say something. I remember yeah, so I guess that's Tainus. I guess that's Tainus too over there. Tainus is to make, that's what those opportunities are, to make sure that it's Midas. You know what I'm saying? There is a certain veering off that's not necessarily Midas. Then you can have a Tzara, and that's your opportunity to see if it's Midas or not. I don't know, I'll see those a little more. But the Rambam's not talking about those cases. He's talking about the specific case. All right, we can finish. We can do Gan Eden very quick.
Aval Gan Eden hu makom deshen b'kadosh ha'aretz merubim bo hamemos v'hilonos.
It's a wonderful place. Go ahead.
Yigliho Hashem livnei Adam va'asid v'yor lahem es darcho v'yis'an gubo.
That's interesting. So Hashem will reveal to us in the future and tell us the way to get there and...
Put it somewhere on earth.
It's on earth. It's a place on earth.
Vula yim tu bo tzmachim niflaim me'od she to'al asam gadola v'hana asam ruba zulas elu ha'yiduim esleinu.
Rambam is speculating that maybe you'll find there amazing growths, amazing plants.
V'chol zeh built in nimna v'lo racha ala efsharuso krova v'afilu ilu lo hizkiruhu
ta'an. He says that's not it's not impossible. It's not impossible that there'll be some new type of plants there. That has tremendous benefit to man.
Just in case you were thinking of ruling it out.
that's not far-fetched. It's actually very possible, he says. Even if the Torah didn't mention it, it'd be a possibility that there could be some plant somewhere they're constantly finding new
Why
things.
Just
what?
Oh, because he's going through all the big points here.
But just the possibility of Gan Eden.
Big schar ideas. Okay. So now he's going to Gan Eden.
Completely separate.
Right.
But the possibility of Gan Eden existing now, though, is...
No, there's a lot of the world that's not explored.
Is it that, like, well, final place that we haven't found before, or the identified place as...
Sure, there's plenty of places. That, you know, you guys watch too much...
When do you see some of these big fruits on satellites or something?
Big fruit?
or whatever. Yeah. Funny plants?
There's so much of the earth that's unexplored.
You think
so? Really? Absolutely. I just read the other day that they found the source of the Nile River.
What?
It does now.
It took them so long.
Wow. It's not easy.
What do you mean? Stop in the water. I don't understand. Eventually stop.
I didn't swim up the river fast enough.
Seriously,
from a cave? And what it,
no, they used to think it was a certain lake, but they realized it was a higher point. But the point is, it's not so easy just to figure these things out. It's jungles, thickets, they got the machetes, you got bugs. They're constantly finding new species all the time.
Yeah.
Just because there's National Geographic doesn't mean... watch National Geographic special doesn't mean the whole world is explored.
Aval gehinom hu kinui letzar shiyasi gas harashayim v'loins par batalma tior oso letzar.
So his gehinom is not a place. Gehinom is a description of tsar that the Rishayim will experience.
Here?
It's not clear.
How is it tsar if it's non-existent?
It's a mushal. Gehinom is a mushal.
Right,
for a tsar.
It's the tsar here or?
The Gemara does not explain what exactly that tsar is. Some say it's the sun will come out and burn them, right? Some say it's a strange heat in their bodies that will burn them.
Sounds like a physical
tsar.
Huh?
Sadie going to take that approach.
But at what point? Like, is he saying this is going to happen?
I don't know.
I think Sadie going to take that level.